So we are made in the image of God, right? From Genesis 1:27, it says we are made in the image of God. So our God is the King of Kings. He's our Father God. So what does that make us? The prince and princesses. So today we'll be talking about them, more specifically princesses, the royal princesses. So the 2 Corinthians again, 6:18, I'll be your father and you'll be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. So I have like 10 points here that we can go through real quick, and then we have Denise is going to have a small preaching too. The first point is you. Who are you in the sight of the Lord? Remind yourself, who are you in the sight of the Lord? The Proverbs 23:7, for as he thinks in his heart, so is he. So what do you think? If Father God is our Father God, then who are we? We are the daughters, right? So we are the princesses. So that's what we need to think. So human acts out of the condition of their hearts through deeds. We become what we think. So if we think we are the daughters of the Holy God, then we need to act that way, right? The second point is the giving value to yourself. How do you treat yourself? Do you give into this world? How do you treat yourself? In Romans 12:2, it says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. We belong to Father God, right? So we need to renew our mind every day and walk in His will and value ourselves, that we are the sons and daughters. So we need to live that way. So we need to value ourselves, right? What's the basis of your decisions? That my third point is decisions. What kind of decisions are we making every day? If it's small or big, whatever it is. Is it right for a God's prince and princess to do that? Is it aligning with the word of God? What are we saying? Are we saying the words that are pleasing to God? What kind of decisions are, when we speak, we are making a decision that we have to say this way. So the tongue is a strong weapon, right? So we have to make sure that we represent the daughters and the sons of Father God. Proverbs 3:5-6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. So on all your ways acknowledge Him and He will make your path straight. So don't lean on your own understanding. What your ideas, your plans, your decisions are not, maybe not right. So make sure it works with the word of God. It's aligning with the word of God. Pray and ask Holy Spirit to guide you. Because we might not be, you know, can do this by ourselves. We can take the help of the Holy Spirit. In John 14:26 says, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, He will teach you all things and bring to you remembrance all that I have said to you. So all the things that the Lord has told us, the Holy Spirit will remind us. So that will help us to make the right decisions. So the fourth point is places. How do you select a place to go? Would Jesus, princess, be comfortable to go to that place? In Psalms 1:2, it says clearly, blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on His law day and night. So we need to go to the places that's pleasing to God, the places that are not diverting us from the Lord. We need to meditate on His law. And so the presence of God is a very important place. If you don't have any place to go, go to the presence of the Lord. Pray. Pray and meditate on His word. So, and when you make a decision next time, the place where to go, make sure it's pleasing to God. Number 5, what are your priorities? If you are a mom, your kids are, you know, your priority, right? If you're not a mom, then your loved ones. So invest in the loved ones, in your family, in your kids. Those should be your priorities. So the Proverbs 14:1 says, the wise woman builds her house, but the foolish tears it down with her own hands. So are we building our house? Is it a strong foundation? Christ is our strong foundation. So the standards and our values should be based on a strong foundation, that is our Christ. So make sure your priorities are ordered right. And the number 6, the point is feeding. What are you putting into your bodies? How does a royal prince look like? How does she want to be treated by others? Are you not the temple of God? So take care of your bodies. It belongs to Father God, not ours. 1 Corinthians 6:19-20 says, do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own, for you were bought with a price. So glorify God in your body. So let's do the right thing. Let's take care of our bodies and glorify God with the temple that is in us. The 7th point is spending. Where do you spend your treasure? In Matthew 6:21 says, heart is where the treasure is. So go and look in your bank account statements. See where you're spending the money. Is it honoring your Father God, who is the King of Kings? So we need to remind ourselves to spend, give it to the glory of God. You know, when you give cheerfully, when faithfully, God will bless you with more. So try to spend your treasure for His glory. And I'm not saying you should not spend on your family. Family is your treasure, is a foundation, right? So spend on your family and things that are pleasing to God, not which are not pleasing to God. Do good because Father God loves you, and we accept His love by showing through our deeds. In Proverbs 22:1 it says, a good name is to be more desired than great riches. Favor is better than silver and gold. We need favor from God, from all the believers around us. So a good name is more desired. So do the right thing and honor the Lord with your giving. Number 8, pleasures. What kind of pleasures are we seeking? Is it pleasing to God, the King? Colossians 3:1-2 says, if then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. So enjoy in His presence. That is the pleasure that we need, in His presence and the fellowship of other believers. Serve Him with your whole heart, and that gives a tremendous joy to the Lord God. So make sure it's pleasing to God again, whatever pleasure you're involving with. Spend time with your family and your loved ones. Number 9, styles. What kind of styles are you investing in? In the olden days, the women used to put veil around their heads. Now the fashion is changing. What are you wearing? Is it respectable and honorable? Are you craving for attention or respect? In Proverbs 31:25 says clearly about the Proverbs 31 woman, strength and dignity are her clothing, and she laughs at the time to come. So make sure even with our lifestyles, we are pleasing to God, and we are aligning with the Word of God. In 1 Timothy 2:9-10 clearly says, likewise, all that women should adorn themselves in respectable apparel with modesty and self-control. So we need to show that we, by our lifestyles, that we are the daughters and sons of Father God. And the last but not the least, the 10th point, what are your thoughts? How are your thoughts? Is it making anxious and angry? Is it pleasing to God? So make sure your thoughts are right. That's aligning with the God. If you have a negative thought, try to divert it with the Word of God. It says in Philippians 4:8, finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there's anything worth of praise, think about all these things. This should be your lifeline verse. Meditate on the things that are excellent, that are praiseworthy and lovely. Be positive. Have a positive thinking. In a book club, we are doing Joyce Meyer's Battlefield of the Mind. And she says, think less and thank more. So think less. And whenever you have negative thoughts, start thanking more. Be grateful to God. That will change your life forever. You'll be healthy and you'll be grateful to God and you'll have a life that is pleasing to God. So as you think highly of yourself, don't think so highly that you get prideful. In Romans 12:3 says, for by the grace given to me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment in accordance with the faith that God has distributed to each of you. So be humble and be Jesus-like, how Jesus was when he was on this earth. So can we do all these things? Yes, we can. I can do all these things through Christ who strengthens me. In Philippians 4:13 it says, we believe in the word of God. We can do this. We can live a life that is pleasing to God. We can. Who is the helper? The Holy Spirit is the helper. So why are we living a life that's pleasing to God? The ultimate goal is to win souls through an example. When we are example, when we are good people, people of God who represent him, people want to come to Jesus. And that's the ultimate goal, is to win the souls for Jesus Christ. Proverbs 11:30 says, the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. So we are all righteous because we are the daughters and sons of Father God. So we are all righteous. And we are a tree of life. And he who is wise wins souls. He's going to win the souls. So with our life, with everything that we do, with who we are, we need to be pleasing God and winning souls. So let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for this word that you've given us. Help us to live by your word and walk in your word, Lord. Give us the peace and the strength that we need to walk in your word. Lead us and guide us. We bless your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Denise is going to preach next.
Thank you, Esther. That was a wonderful word once again. As you were speaking those words, I was telling myself I was God's masterpiece. So I think each and every one of us are God's masterpiece. We're worth more than a Picasso, a Blackshear, or a Yadro. Okay? Amen. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to speak from 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verses 16 and 17, and then also verses 21 and 22. Let me read these for you. Let me say a prayer first. Father God, add your blessing to your word and allow everyone to be doers and not just hearers of the word. And I pray that this word will touch someone's heart and they will follow you and seek you and worship you even more. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay. So 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 16 and 17. Tomorrow go ye down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff Aziz, and ye shall find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeruel. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. Verses 21 and 22. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army, and to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. Okay, so My title for this is, "The battle is not yours, the battle is God's." And prior to these verses, the children of Moab and the children of Ammon and the children of Mount Seir came to battle Jehoshaphat. And why? I speculate because of their wealth and their land, for greed. So Jehoshaphat, when he heard of them wanting to battle with him and his kingdom, or the people of his kingdom, he sought God and he proclaimed a fast throughout Judah. And then he had a day of prayer with the people among his kingdom, with Jehoshaphat as their mouthpiece. So he was praying to God while all others bowed and worshiped in this prayer. And once he prayed to God, God came and gave him a word and assured them that they shall not be instruments of war, but joyful spectators, and they must stand still and see it. And so the people, they received God's assurances with faith, deep respect, and thankfulness. And this reminds me of Exodus 14. Moses, the Lord told Moses that he shall fight for them and hold your peace. And the Egyptians were devoured by the Red Sea. And so Jehoshaphat, this follows that also. Jehoshaphat sent forth singers to the battlefield, out before the army to the battlefield. Now, I'm a two-time war veteran, and I don't think I would have been able to go out ahead of everything to the battlefield singing with no weapons. And here they come with weapons, and I'm just singing praises to God. But that faith and that belief, the scripture says God sent ambushments into the battlefield. When they began to sing and praise, he sent ambushments. And I would believe those were angels he sent into battle. Then Jehoshaphat and his people, what they did was they fast, they prayed, and they waited for God to give them directions. They praised God. Because of their praises on the scene, God showed up on the scene and fought their battle for them, and there was victory. God came in, and they stood still in the middle of that battle. And God came in and had the enemies turn against themselves. They were confused, and they killed one another until none of them were standing. And so that's how Jehoshaphat was victorious. God won that battle for them. And all they did was stand in the middle of the battle, stand still, and see their victory. And so in relationship to this, we must fast, pray, and listen to God's directions. Praise God, and we will have victory. If God did it for Moses, Job, he did it for Abraham and Sarah, he did it for Jehoshaphat and his people, he can do it for you. And so I encourage you to pray, fast, listen for God's directions, and praise him, so you all too will have the victory. Get an attitude of victory. And remember, God didn't create us to worry nor fear, but he created us to worship and praise, so he will fight our battles. Get in that mindset of victory, and that you will always be a victor. And once again, the battle is not ours, the battle is the Lord's. Whatever you're battling, whatever you're going through, turn it over to God. Because no one can fight those battles better than he can. I deal with major depression, PTSD. I'm telling you, they handed me all kinds of medication, and I said, "Father God, there has to be a better way." He sent me a new psychiatrist that believes in homeopathic medicine, and I tell you, it's been wonderful. The side effects from the medication aren't worth it. But the homeopathic, I prayed and asked God to send me someone that didn't believe in it. And he sent me a doctor that does that. So the battle is not ours. The battle is God's. And we need to allow him to fight it and seek his guidance. And I just want to leave you all with that. Oh, and happy Mother's Day to all the beautiful mothers out there.
Thank you for the wonderful message.